same as a rally. It's having the same impact in terms of reaching a lot of people. That said, you're going to have surrogates. You've got, you know, Liz Cheney. President Obama is going to start campaigning. Do you think we'll see Michelle Obama?
I think that there is a good chance that we may see Michelle. Now, this isn't any information that I've been given, so I don't want anyone to perceive that you're breaking news right now. But we are a big tent party, and we've got a really big bench. And so I think that we are all hands on deck right now, and I think that's what you're seeing is there's surrogates from the House, surrogates from the Senate, and beyond that are out there campaigning. And as you just mentioned, the former president is going to be out there. I think that we all know the force that the former first lady is. And so definitely, if her schedule allows, I personally believe that she'll be out there as well, because we know that this election is going to come down to every single vote mattering, and it's going to be very, very tight.
Are you concerned about the firefighters union? That has been a key part of the Biden constituency, the Biden base, if you will, the labor movement base. Now it's the Teamsters, it's the firefighters. Is there something she can do to reassure the labor unions, working class people, men in particular, that she's got their back and that she knows their issues?
Yeah, because I haven't been in those rooms to understand what the disagreements have been about, it's hard for me to say what potentially the vice president could do to earn their support. I can say that she has a very strong record. You know, a lot of times when we're going through elections, we only have the promises that are put out there out front. But we know that this is someone who has stood with the PRO Act versus we know Donald Trump and the vast majority of his minions do not support the PRO Act. And so I think that she does have a record. I think that record is strong on unions. In record fashion, we know that the teachers union came out almost immediately when the transition was made, and there have been so many other unions. I just can't really speak for what's going on with some of these other unions at this moment. I don't know what the disagreement is. And so without me being able to assess what the underlying issue is, it's hard for me to say what she can do. But I can say that if you are a middle-class working person, there's only one person in this race who has ever experienced that type of life. The other person was born and given $400 million and has never had to work to earn an honest penny a day of his life. We know that he got caught up for fraud in New York. We know that he had to file for bankruptcy 6 times. And so there is only one person who came from that middle-class family and has worked her way up. And so if there's anybody you can trust in this fight, if there's only one team that's not talking about union busting, it's the blue team, the Harris-Walz team.
And quickly, let me just ask you about your home state of Texas. There is a hot Senate race. You're making gains on the Democratic side with Colin Allred against Ted Cruz. Just this week, the Cook Political Report moving that race from leaning Republican or likely Republican to leaning Republican. So that's some progress. This could be a key factor in control of the Senate. Is there any chance of a Senate victory in Texas?
I think that there is a chance. Here's the deal. We have been 47th for voter turnout country. And when we were 47th, guess what? Ted Cruz only won his reelection by 3 points. This is a guy that no one really likes. I mean, there's plenty of Republicans that dislike him. Definitely independents dislike him, as well as obviously Democrats dislike him. So it's just a matter of us deciding that we will show up and get to the polls. If we get to the polls, then it's game over for Ted Cruz. And it is definitely better days in the state of Texas. So I am encouraging everyone, regardless as to whether or not you think we can get this done or not, because I remember in 2008 that I didn't quite believe, but I hoped that we could elect Barack Obama. So even if you don't believe, let's go ahead and hope that Colin Allred can take out Ted Cruz and make sure that we show up to the polls and vote up and down the entire ballot. Because again, as you just mentioned, so long as we can get a Vice President Harris to become President Harris, she's gonna need to govern. And governing starts with making sure that she's got a democratically controlled House as well as Senate.
Thank you for listening today.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Hey, out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. It is 7 o'clock. That means it's time for the radio calendar. Here are some things that you can do in our lovely city. One of the things you can do is stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal. It happens every Wednesday at 8 p.m., Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Food and refreshments are available. You must make a reservation by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Moving along to other live music happening in our town. At the Roboto Project tonight, Kimya Dawson is playing along with Mildred the Lunch Lady. Kaleo will be at the Roxian along with Hambry. Ghost Funk Orchestra will be at Club Cafe along with Century 3. Government Center is hosting Public Circuit, Death Instinct, and Lilac Web. Victor Wooten and the Wooten Brothers will be at Thunderbird. And Flash, De Rodillas. I don't know if they're the De Rodillas or De Rodillas because I am dumb. But Flash, De Rodillas, we'll say, and Big Baby are all playing at the Rock Room tonight. Flash, here all the way from Spain, you should go. Tomorrow night, Anita Velveeta will be at the Roboto Project along with Grandma, Sorry Face, and Break Run. Maria Chavez is playing at the Wood Street Galleries, doing a four turntable thing. I don't know how to describe it. You should look it up. Then you should go. DJ Edgar is also going to be playing. Let's see, what else? Caleb Cottle and the Sweet Critters will be at Club Cafe along with Colt Winter Lapley. Lapley? Lepley. Lepley Lapley. The Velveteers are playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. They're playing along with Alex Vile. Lamp, L-A-M-P, is playing at Mr. Small's proper. Gabby's World will be at the Government Center along with Teresa Musato. Mason Ramsey will be at Thunderbird along with Holly Kearns. Prayer Position, Final Dose, Slag, and Constant Hell will be playing at the Rock Room. Tomorrow night, all night, Jellyfish is happening at Certain Death 2, featuring Lacuti, Victor Rodriguez, Hayek, Nick Boyd, Funeral, Parade of Roses, Pod Blots, A Low Rose Trellis, Glow Tree, and Malzoff. Starting at 9, going some more. What else is happening? Clem Snide will be at Club Cafe along with Rye Valley. The Harry Von Zells will be at Government Center along with the Weird Paul Rock Band and Dewey Decibel System. Gathering Field is at the Pittsburgh Winery. Magic Beans will be at Thunderbird. And kicking off Descendants of Crom, six? Good Lord, they're up to six. This all happening at the Shred Shed. Friday night, you can catch Sundra's Blessed Black Fairy Ring and Stinking Lizaveta. Then on Saturday, starting at 2 in the afternoon, you can catch Myers' Slow Wake, Star Viper, The Long Hunt, Pillars, Funerals, Axioma. I don't know. This is the beginning of my inability to pronounce things. Uzcost, Passover, Rebreather, and Spotlights. I'm not entirely sure that is the order that bands are playing in, so you might want to just get there at 2:00 and not miss anybody. That would be the ideal thing to do. Also on Saturday, Mushroomhead is at Preserving Underground, along with Upon a Burning Body. There is no Us and Mind Incision. Ultra Deluxe and Morning Dew and Rain Blakeman and Frog Legs are all playing at the Roboto Project. Ricky Montgomery is at the Roxy and along with Ray Bowl. Stage AE is hosting Dispatch along with Lizzie No. Jason Eady will be at the Club Cafe along with Sophie Galt. Mark Kozlek from Sunkill Moon is at the Funhouse. At Mr. Small's, the Mountain Goats will be at Mr. Small's proper along with Tift Merritt. And Stoplight Observations are playing at Thunderbird along with Doc Robinson. On Sunday, Thunderbird is hosting the Concert for the Living Dead, featuring Bad Spirits, the legendary Hucklebucks, the Forbidden Five, and Trojan War Whores. Guttermouth is at Preserving Underground, along with Midnight Lights. Will Wood will be at the Pittsburgh Winery. JVK will be at the Roboto Project. Coin will be at the Roxy, and Molly Pardon will be at Government Center, along with Eliza Edens and Louisa Stanclough. Guttermouth, The Rising Seas, The Bastard Bearded Irishman, and Midnight Lights will all be at Preserving Underground. I think I said that. I did say that, but I've left out bands. Now you know all the bands. All the bands. And I think we'll skip ahead and tell you that next Wednesday, Poison Ruin will be playing at Kativo, along with Peace Talks, Living World, Death Gasp, and Difficult Customer. I'm telling you, a week in advance, so you have plenty of time to make plans. So, if you, your band, your social event, your artistic engagement, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. Email it radio-calendar@wrct.org, and we will tell everyone. What else can I tell everyone? I can tell everyone that right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. Maybe you could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. That's insure with an I, because spelling counts. As usual, there's a playlist for this show available at wrct.org. I can tell you that Jute Geit is what you're listening to in the background. They've got a new record out called Synthmata. Can't read. This is a song from that.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cuando tu auto hace un ruido extraño, sin importar lo que sea, no lo ignoras. Es como tu salud mental. Si estás luchando y te sientes abrumado, es importante no ignorarlo y hacer algo al respecto. Puede ser tan simple como hablar con alguien o respirar profundo. Porque una vez que le das prioridad a tu salud mental, descubrirás qué tan lejos puedes llegar. El Huntsman Mental Health Institute y el Ad Council tienen recursos para ti en conamortumente.org.
Yeah.
So that's a band called Flash. Three songs off of their tape, which I'm going to pronounce Aztec Burbestek. I'm pretty sure that's wrong. But you could go over to the Rock Room, like, right now and ask them, because they're playing tonight along with D. Rodillas and Big Baby. It's supposed to start in, like, 15 minutes and end at 10:30 on the dot, so maybe don't count on punk rock time in this case, because you might miss out, and that would be sad. Before that, band called Woe, song called Solitude. Ulcerate before that with Everything is Fire off of the album of the same name. Some newish Owl before that. A song called Cryptid off of the Ghosts of Summer LP. Started off with some new Jute Gite. Song number 8 off of the Stenith Mata LP that came out, last weekend? Brandy new. I don't have anything else to tell you. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This band is called Knife.
Here representing the nation, hatred. never with that. Could have thought better than blowing a gun. Relentless mother machine. He's the best of the worst we have. Living lethal, never with that. Could have thought better than blowing a gun. Relentless mother machine. He's not a silly cat with extreme prejudice. Always not a mercenary to a righteous man. We have living lethal, never with that. Could have thought better than blowing a gun. Relentless murder machine. He's the best of the worst we have. Living lethal, never with that. Could have thought better than blowing a gun. Relentless murder machine.
Hey there, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. That's a band called Annihilator, but spelled all wacky. Go look at the playlist at wrct.org and find out. A song called Battlefield Messiah off of their new Death is Calling LP. Wolf Brigade before that with Your God is a Corpse off of their Life, Knife, Death LP, which might be my favorite title so far of the year. Cold before that with Coercion. Started off with Knife, Live Knife. With a song called White Witch, Black Death off of their Live Leather Hounds LP. This is a good time to remind you that WRCT is supported in part by Rita's Italian Ice, and also a good time to remind you about Rita's Italian Ice because they're not going to be open for that much longer. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors, although unfortunately not all at the same time. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh. You can find out where the closest one is to you by going to their website at ritasice.com. That's ritasice.com. And if you or your frozen dessert establishment are interested in doing some underwriting for our radio station, send some email to pr@wrct.org, and we'll be in touch with more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, and we will say thank you a whole bunch of times. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that you can help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Secondly, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Thirdly, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. You can learn more about all of this at cdc.gov/fightflu. Like I said, there's a playlist for this show at wrct.org. This band is called Hatchet.
Capable of shattering a fleet.